Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Growing up, John Chapman was the family clown in his family of four kids and two Air Force parents. His parents, Gene and Terry, met at McGuire Air Force Base in the early 1960s, so John might have seemed destined for the Air Force himself. A varsity soccer player and muscle car enthusiast, John decided to enlist at the age of 20. He volunteered as a combat controller, an elite Air Force specialty which serves with Special Forces teams to integrate air support with ground operations. In March of 2002, more than 15 years after he first enlisted, John was serving as a combat controller assigned to SEAL Team 6. It was the second day of Operation Anaconda, what would become the largest battle of conventional U.S. troops in the Afghanistan War. SEAL Team 6 was on its way to a strategic high point to direct air assets and provide intelligence for conventional troops below. They were attempting to flush out an estimated 200 to 300 lightly armed Al-Qaeda fighters. But when they landed, around 3 a.m., the SEALs were met by closer to 1,000 fighters and heavy machine gun fire. Their helicopter was hit, damaging the team's ability to return fire. Meanwhile, Petty Officer Neil Roberts was thrown from the aircraft's ramp onto the ground below. Heavily damaged, the helicopter withdrew, only to crash land about 4 miles away. Petty Officer Roberts was overwhelmed by enemy forces and executed, but the SEALs didn't know that. They returned to rescue him. When they landed, they were met with heavy machine gun fire from enemy bunkers. Tech Sergeant Chapman charged up a steep hill through thigh-deep snow and towards enemy fire to clear a bunker. He was struck and badly wounded. The SEAL team believed he was dead and evacuated down the mountain. But Chapman wasn't dead. He was just unconscious. Drone footage, analyzed later, showed that he came to around 5:25 a.m. He continued to fight, killing enemy attackers with his rifle and in hand-to-hand combat. As the sun came up, Chapman heard two helicopters approaching, carrying a reaction force of 35 Army Rangers. He emerged from a bunker he had secured to provide covering fire for the landing helos, but was shot twice in the chest and killed. Chapman was initially awarded the Air Force Cross for his actions. After a review, the Secretary of the Air Force in 2018 recommended that his award be upgraded to the Medal of Honor. He was the first airman since Vietnam to be awarded the medal. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.